Jack London. Nigor the Coward. Narrated by Carl Mason. He had followed the trail of his fleeing people for 11 days, and his pursuit had been in itself a flight, for behind him, he knew full well, were the dreaded Russians, toiling through the swampy lowlands and over the steep divides, bent on no less than the extermination of all his people. He was travelling light, a rabbit-skin sleeping robe, a muzzle-loading rifle, and a few pounds of sun-dried salmon constituted his outfit. He would have marvelled that a whole people, women and children, and aged, could travel so swiftly, had he not known the terror that drove them on. It was in the old days of the Russian occupancy of Alaska, when the 19th century had run but half its course, that Nigor fled after his fleeing tribe and came upon it this summer night by the headwaters of the Pilat. Though near the midnight hour, it was bright day as he passed through the weary camp. Many saw him, all knew him, but few and cold were the greetings he received. "Nigor the Coward!" he heard Eliha, a young woman, laugh, and Sunni, his sister's daughter, laughed with her. Black anger ate at his heart, but he gave no sign, threading his way among the campfires,